1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost that time for Hike for Hospice with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. Thrilled to be joined in studio with Elaine Strawbridge and Julie Docker Johnson, both here with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth with all the details and more. Good morning to both of you. Welcome. Good to see you.
Hello, Jamie.
Oh my gosh. It's almost that time. Hike for Hospice is coming up. Elaine, let's start with you. You're volunteering at Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, but you're also part of a very popular team that is taking part in this event.
Yes, I am very proud to be the captain of Team Wobblies. We're a group of cyclers and their partners who have been doing this hike for 4 or 5 years, and we get out there and we fundraise big time because it's really, the hospice is really important to us.
Yeah.
And
And that's what it's all about. So Team Wobblies is tops in terms of the leaderboard, shall we say?
Yes.
Absolutely. And you are too, we should say, in terms of fundraising.
Well, I think I might be second or something.
So modest. So it's set to go this Sunday at Stratford Perth Museum. We'll get all the details. But Elaine, let's chat about your volunteering with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. So an event like this is near and dear to your heart.
Yes, it is. So ever since hospice opened 6 years ago, I've been a volunteer. I volunteer both at reception and as direct support. And direct support is when you work directly with the residents who are in the hospice. And I have just seen the amazing effect that hospice has on people. A lot of times people come in there and they actually get a little bit better, because the care is so good, because their pain is so well managed, and the staff there is second to none. And to be a volunteer working with them is a really is a job I'm really proud of, and a job that I think other people should try if they're interested in volunteering and that's their thing.
No, absolutely. A shout out. Again, you can help out and volunteer with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. And Elaine, you also have a, shall we say, certainly with your volunteer work, again, outstanding, but also a deep personal recent connection, if you will, with Rotary Hospice.
Yes, I do. 3 weeks ago, my dad died at Rotary Hospice, and I got to see things from the other side of the bed, so to speak. And my family was just blown away by the hospice and what it offered. They had no idea. And I think that's true of many people, that they don't have a good idea of what the hospice has to offer.
And my condolences, Elaine. And again, you know, volunteering with Rotary, as you say, you've seen both sides of this. And it's deep, it's moving, and it's personal.
Yes, thank you, Jamie.
All right, let's get to Julie Docker Johnson in on the conversation. Julie, this is what it's all about. You know, tears are coming to our eyes here. But this is what it's all about, Elaine's story right here.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I got involved long ago in the hospice, is because daughters should be daughters when their parent passes away, not caregivers. So I'm glad it was there for you and your family. And yeah, I get teary. That's
yeah,
what I do.
Yeah, but this event is so emotional, and this is why we do this event.
Oh, absolutely. It's so important because memories continue to be made even when people are in the hospice. Thank goodness. And as I said, if the hospice wasn't there, families don't get to be families. They're caregivers. And it's a very, very different way to be a caregiver, than to be, you know, you're there and that's your mom or your dad or your husband. And it's a whole different way of being. So to have the opportunity to be and to continue to make memories, that's what the hospice is all about. And we do hike so that that can continue to happen. We get 50% of, you know, we get funding from the Ministry of Health, but we still have to raise $1 million to cover the operating costs to provide the services that are provided. And Hike for Hospice is one of the ways in which we raise it.
Okay, so it is set to go for this Sunday at Stratford Perth Museum. Remind us how this day all works on Sunday.
Yep, so big fun. That's first and foremost. If you haven't registered, you can register online. You can register as an individual. You can register as a team. Sunday, we start the registration there at 10:30. And then we have a little opening ceremony. We will hear from Team Wobbly. And then we hike in the beautiful meadow at Stratford Perth Museum. So it's not a rigorous hike at all.
But picturesque and beautiful setting.
Oh my gosh. Stunning. The most fabulous frogs. they are. The sound is amazing. But anyway, you're in a space with other people who get it, who have been there, who have used the hospice, who support the hospice. So the air is very interesting on that day, in my opinion. And so we all hike together and we all remember things. And then when we're done, we have a fabulous barbecue. And it's just, it's a really nice day to remember and to be out in nature and to do something that's really important and really necessary for our community.
Well said. Again, it is set for this Sunday, and there's going to be entertainment. I'm so thrilled to be emceeing. I'll be there as well, and it's all happening at Stratford Perth Museum. RotaryHospice.ca is the website, and by all means, it is not too late to make a donation or sponsor someone.
Oh no, not too late at all. Like, do it now. We would really, really like that. Our goal is $130,000. We are more than halfway there, meaning we still have a ways to go. So we could use a hand with that. So far, there's 219 people participating. My goal was 300, and it's not about me, but I'd like to get to 300. That would be nice, but we would really like to meet our $130,000 goal.
Absolutely. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And Julie, as we talk about, it's just the community coming together for an event like this, which makes it so special.
Absolutely. I mean, and it really is. As I said, I know it sounds weird, but the air is amazing out there. And you can tell that people are there because they're remembering or they're giving or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. It's important.
It's important, exactly. Let's get to Elaine back in with final thoughts on this. Elaine Strawbridge, along with Julie Docker-Johnson with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. Elaine, any final thoughts in terms of maybe Hike for Hospice or Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth?
I would just say that come out at 10:30, hike, bring your family. Bring your cycling group, your walking group, your friends. Get together. That's how we formed out of our cycling group. And come and support them because it's so important. And we experienced this. It was free for my dad to be there in hospice. And a lot of people don't know that. So come and support this so we can keep it available for other people in the community.
Hike for Hospice this Sunday with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. We'll share the details at mystratfordnow.com. Elaine Strawbridge and Julie Docker-Johnson, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing these stories, sharing this, and we'll see you Sunday.
Yes, we will. Don't forget to wear your socks.